Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to use data for a flip per month, even with a full-time job. Our most successful people are smart enough to not quit their job until they're super sure. So they do one profitable land flip a month, make about 10 grand a month for an extra 100 grand a year. And after a couple of years, they say, you know what? I know what I'm doing. This is going to be my job. Great show today, Jill. Before we get started, let's share something interesting about what happened to us lately.
We're so, so silly at times. Jack and I are always coming up with little phrases and little code things. And so I was going to talk about our nice way the other day of ISR and ESR. Jack, do you want to explain? Jack came up with this whole term.
Oh, I love when you shock me like this.
I know. He came up with this, it's almost like a condition, if you will. So it's like, for psychology books, he came up with the ISR and ESR. And I gave it the initials.
ISR is internal spousal rage. And ESR is external spousal rage, you know, like irritable bowel syndrome or restless leg syndrome. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Like, so you clearly have ESR today.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? That's what I should do. Can your ESR be an ISR and just kind of keep it to yourself?
Everybody thinks it's all peaches and cream with Jack and Jill. We have our moments.
I know. That's so funny. Well, because we were out to dinner with some people last weekend, and they were asking us, they're like, gosh, you guys are you just have it all together. And I'm like, you should have seen the ESR that went on in the car on the way here.
So. And the truth is, the person that we were explaining this to is, like an A-list celebrity that had a very, publicized breakup, divorce with her husband. So she was asking us, what's the deal? I'm like, no, it's all just acting.
No, it's not. It's not. You are so, no, but it was really cute. She's looking across the table at us and we're all hugging and loving and everything. And she's like, I want that.
The truth is that Jill's incredibly impatient.
Thanks.
And I'm, very angry inside.
So here's what happens. So it's ISR until a certain point, and then it bubbles out into ESR. So, and I apologize.
There's so many medical things you could, examples you could have, like HIV to full blown AIDS. It all starts with ESR.
To what the heck? Where did you get that example?
No, just like,
what?
When things progress.
Oh my gosh.
When a medical condition progresses into a full-blown different situation, that's when it becomes ESR.
Yes. Yeah, now it's on the outside of your body like a scab. And everybody can see something's wrong. You're walking around with an open wound.
Oh,
now we
gosh.
Want to stay away.
Jeez, scab and open wound. If you haven't turned off your radio yet, now's a good time.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yuck. All right.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
This is like the other day when we were how many minutes into dinner and I had to say my cheeks hurt. It was good. Those are the best dinner parties. We had a big group. We had like eight or nine people, and it was about 3 minutes in. We knew we had a good group because we could not stop laughing. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Okay, all right. Mike asks, what's the best way to determine if a property has county water or electricity, and with no homes nearby? I got one.
Well, we're gonna have to really make some a lot of assumptions on this. So, I mean, I don't understand the question. Do you?
Yes. I'm gonna guess. Mike's looking at some rural property, and he's trying to figure out. Probably, he's probably not, because we don't use we never go out and look at them really.
It's like, let's never ever go look at the real estate that you're gonna buy.
Yeah, that's true. Because do not fall in love with it. By the way, that's the last thing you want to do.
I can hear the attorneys filing lawsuits right now.
Exactly. Stamp. So let me
help Jill. Okay. We don't look at the property because we've been doing this for how many years? And the vast majority of the property that we buy, I've seen it.
Yeah.
But as a new person, you seriously want to go look at the property or hire somebody to go out there and look at it and take pictures. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm sure
I'll just walk around you with like a clipboard
and picking up my messes. Sure that
leak the stuff. Leak, oh yeah. There we go. What you're saying is not going to put us in prison.
Jack's going to be my counsel right now. Can't say that. But what Jill's trying to say is...
Here, sign this, please, sir. She just talked to you.
Yeah. No. So you're looking at a map. Usually you're looking at Google. Well, especially when you're... How about this? Let's assume Mike is right now reviewing. He got a signed offer back. This is a common thing. So Mike is now going to say, do I really want to buy this property? And now he's looking around going, let's see what attributes it has. That's where I'm going to assume. And he's looking at it, and maybe there's no homes in the area, so he's trying to figure out, all right, if I'm going to buy it and I'm going to sell it, I kind of need to know, is there electricity, you know, or not, just so I know what I'm properly telling my person. How do I know that?
Well, I think he means the city water. Like, is water provided by the city or by a utility, or in the county, is it provided by a utility company versus groundwater? Oh. Now I get it.
Okay, well, that's another question. I took it differently. That's funny. For me, I can kind of, you can eyeball and see if there are homes in the area, you know that it's out there and those people have figured it out.
So. Yeah, it's not necessarily out there or provided by the city or the county or the taxing authority or the utility.
Right.
It's just, if there's a ranch out there, and this happens all the time, if there's one a half a mile away or some reasonable distance, they figured it out, let's say, whether it's they're doing rainwater collection or some way, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen... Well, I actually have seen solar systems now are totally standalone, off the grid completely. So, yeah. Right. You know, how do you figure it out? The answer is straight, fast question. Answer to question, call the county. Mm-hmm. Ask for zoning again. The zoning person, they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
A lot of these questions are just call the county and make friends with them anyway. If you're sending a bunch of offers out in the county, you're going to get to know these people whether you like it or not. So, you know, Jill even sends them cookies and stuff.
Yes. That's a good idea. If you're really, and you know what, Mike, that's a great point. Because once you learn about this in this county, now you know. You've got it, you know, and keep track of this stuff too. We keep little like a cheat sheet, if you will, with counties and about, you know, so we always remember what their courting fees are and any little special things about that. But this is a good thing to keep track of your, you know, XYZ county in this particular area. This is the situation.
Yeah.
So, and like Jack says too, I do get to know them. It's this, they are the best people to have in your back pocket too, because there's times that something might come up and you need to pull a deed. Oh, I did something wrong in that deed. I need to, can you not record it? You know, Sally at XYZ County and send it back to me. I goofed, you know, something like that. You're just, and so, yeah, I do take care of them. And
rural counties can get a little bit protective of their land.
It's true.
At times. So, and the last thing they want is to see your name, you deeding like 15 or 20 properties a week. In some cases for us, we still do that. And then not know you.
Yeah.
You know, they'll sit on a recording situation for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know, so they want to put a face to the name of your company. And if you're sending them cookies and talking to them and know their birthdays and stuff. Man, I'll tell you, they'll go to bat for you.
Yeah.
I don't do it because they don't want to talk to me. Trust me. But everybody loves Jill.com, you know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, let's take... Sorry. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on successplant.com. Today's topic is how to use data for a flip per month. Even with a full-time job, as I said in the intro, some of our most successful, methodical members who are brand new at this do one deal a month, and they do it just working on Sunday. So they work 4 days a month, sending out data, and they, you know, they use the tools that we have. We've designed all these tools to make this real easy. And then after a couple of years, you know, they either works or it doesn't. For the vast majority, it does. You know, they, after making $100,000 or $120,000 a year, they decide that this could be their full-time job. And in my case, when I left, I remember when I left, it was that decision. It's like, man, if I do this full-time, my actual job, it's getting in the way. My job that I have is costing me money now. If I could be doing this full-time and I'm making $120,000, $200,000 a year, I probably could leave and make $500,000 and really get organized, get an assistant to do the stuff that I don't want to do, and on and on. So how do you do that? How do you use data to do that, Jill?
The regular way. I'm like, you're looking at me like there's some special thing. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, so what you do is you focus on, you send offers out, but maybe to slightly different properties. Higher acreage property, in my opinion. Yeah. You try to buy it as inexpensively as you can. Let's say 40 acres and up. And you make sure you mark it up $10,000. So we have one member who buys properties between 40 and 160 acres for $100 an acre. So if it's 40 acres, it's $4,000. And he sells them for $14,000. He only marks it up $10,000. Mm-hmm. And so he really hyper-focuses on one or two areas because we're pressed for time. And larger acre properties, marks it up $10,000, usually sells it to another wholesaler so he doesn't have to go through the whole engineering piece. Actually, we are a customer of his. We actually buy property from him once in a while. Mm-hmm. So that's how you use the data. It's the same data set, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Exact same that we provide, but you just use it a little bit differently and a little bit more compact, so to speak, and streamlined. Go ahead.
Well, and I think another way to kind of, let's just say, basically, you're trying to slow this down because you have your job and you don't want to come home from your full-time job and work your other full-time job. That's not really realistic, because, you know, if you want to have a family after 3 months of this, you know, kind of thing. So you can slow down your acquisitions too.
Yeah.
So that's something too. If you change nothing.
Or you can get rid of your family.
I knew this was coming. If that is your strategy, you know, this could work for that too.
What if they're 24, 25 year old kids?
So then do that. You can.
You know?
You can certainly do that. So, but I say one nice thing is you have a full time job. You want to flip property. You don't want to do a ton. So pace them out. You know, like Jack said, now you have all these offers that came back. We actually have this on one of our websites. We have a website dedicated to, people who want to sell us our property. It's for the buy side, and they can input in there all the details about the property. And one of the questions on there is, how fast is there a rush on getting rid of this, you know, kind of thing. So when you have a bunch of good properties coming in, you don't need to feel like I have to do them all right now today. Mm-hmm. You can ask your people, all right, you know what, this meets my criteria. I'm going to do my homework here, you know, let you know. How fast do you need the cash, basically? And that's always a good question to ask anyway. But if somebody says, you know what? Yeah, you know, that sounds right. That works for me. And if we do it this summer, I'm happy. Great. You can even pace. You know how great is that, by the way? You can sit and actually really pace out your income and how much you're going to spend and all that, which is the greatest thing on the planet, I think.
Well, the other thing too is that, and what new members do, I see this all the time, during deal review, is they get 10 or 15 signed offers back. They only have cash for 2 or 3. They pick the very best one.
Yeah.
They pick the ones that they know are going to really sell fast, or immediately, even without doing all the engineering. So
exactly.
That's the benefit. You know, that's the benefit of using data. The more you send out, you don't have to do all the deals.
Exactly.
You can send them. Actually, there's people in our group that send them to other members in the group because they know they're working in that area, and they just mark it up. They say, hey, pay me when you sell it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have a lot of options when you go do it in not necessarily just with our group, but when you're a group of people working together, way more options than if you're just rogue out there by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I've tried it both ways.
We have people in our group that I think they're already doing it. I know they're doing it. Yeah. I know two guys in particular that we're talking about. And one guy is better set up. I don't know if he's a firefighter. I don't remember what that situation is, but he has a job where he has some days off during the week.
I know who you're talking about.
And so he's able to answer the phones. So they've kind of teamed up together. So they both have full-time jobs. They're not ready to change that in yet, which is what you and I always promote. You know, like yeah, Jack said,
don't quit your job.
Don't quit your day job until that you quit your job until it takes until it's stupid that you're still there. You know, right. And you're like, okay, now this is dumb. I'm losing money because of this job. So then it makes sense. But yeah, so some of our guys, you know, they partner up our people, and that makes a whole lot of sense. He can answer the phones. This guy deals with the transactions, you know, whatever it is.
There's one guy in our group that he's just the money guy.
Yeah.
And he's got a whole procedure where people submit deals to him, not just from our groups, but from other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that works out great.
Exactly. You know, and that brings up this whole thing. You having access to this data and knowing how to manipulate the data and get the offers out there and getting people coming back is the biggest asset I think there is. Who cares about the cash, whatever it is? There's so many people out there that don't know how to do this, don't understand it, don't want to do it, don't get it. But for you to be able to come up with this stuff, I mean,
I had a member do this about less than a year ago, because this exact topic came up.
Yeah.
What do? I don't have any money. I love it. I find all these properties. I don't know what to do. I said, I want you to go out on Craigslist and post this. And this is what I said. Post this sentence. I have a 40-acre property in the XYZ area that I'm purchasing for $4,000. I don't have the money, but I don't want this acquisition to go to waste. If you have some cash and you're interested in this area, I'd be happy to turn the deal over to you. And let's just call it $6,000 or $8,000, because the properties are all worth way more than that.
Right.
And he got flooded. I mean, to build a database, that's the way to do this, too. We don't talk about that enough.
Oh, it's true.
There's a lot of ways to do this. And it's like Facebook, for example, is packed full of little groups and subgroups of people that are trying to find property and don't know how to do this for whatever reason. So
goodness.
You can find. I mean, I hired a virtual assistant from another country one time to scrape Facebook, and we got, I don't know, 40 or 50,000 names of people all around the country that are, you know, want to buy property.
You can spend right now today 30 minutes, I'm not kidding, and isolate 10 Facebook groups that are 100% very specific to what we're all about, and have 100,000 people within those groups.
Like, what's your what are your numbers up to? Are you in the millions yet?
Of these groups?
So I know
hundreds of thousands.
I know that you post certain stuff on Facebook for sales and for Land Academy sales and for Land Stay sales, a regular land company. And what is it when you go through all these posts in these groups?
I haven't added it up.
The numbers are, they have to be in the millions.
It's a couple hundred thousand. Well, the couple hundred thousand that I use regularly. How's that? Because what we're talking about is
you're reaching a million people in 5 minutes.
Quickly. I mean, that's the thing, but and they're specific.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There are Facebook groups that are very, very specific to REI investing for la da 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 da. And in that one group, there's 23,000 opted in, like you said, members. And some of them are private groups. I mean, they had to be, you had to be invited and accepted. So you kind of have to prove yourself too. So, that's a whole kind of another thing, but it's just interesting to share that all the stuff that's out there that you can tap into. It's amazing.
Yep.
Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
Oh, and inspiration. I'm tired now. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I love the studio thing, man.
Me too.
I'm in.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of missed a fire truck in the background. isn't it trash day? Shouldn't we be hearing the trash pickup?
I think there's air conditioning in here too, and I just feel spoiled.
Oh, there is. Oh, I forgot about that.
And it must be silent air conditioning.
Yes, it's really nice. Yeah, we live in an area in Southern California that we're close enough to the water that a lot of the homes. I'm sure there's an age in there too. Ours is not like brand new, but they don't have air conditioning because it's just not really necessary. So we're kind of spoiled. It's so silly. I can't believe I'm at the point in my life and my whatever I want to say. I'm not trying to say tax bracket politically correct, but I actually walk into someone else's home and I go, oh, you have air conditioning. You know? But that's kind of what I do here in California.
I go sit in my car sometimes and just turn on the air conditioning and say, I'm going to be by myself.
You're so silly. I need to go to get gas and run some errands. It's hilarious.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price, just so we can flip it for way more.
And really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.